candidates have less than a month left to complete their missions, grasping for your attention and convincing you to vote for them on election day. Mostly, they do it through expensive commercials during your favorite TV shows. Sometimes it's through a glossy brochure in your mailbox, or perhaps it's a sponsored ad that pops up in your Facebook or Twitter feed. In the modern age of campaigning, strategists can even use micro-targeting to pinpoint just what issues you care most about. So why would Bruce Rauner, a businessman who so far has pumped more than $17 million into his bid for governor, spend a sunny September Saturday walking down a street in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood for the Mexican Independence Day parade, where he could get booed?
Boo Rauner! Boo Rauner!
Why Boo Rauner?
Quit, my man! Quit!
It wasn't all bad for Rauner. He also met fans as he stopped to chat up nearly every person along the route.
Viva la Independencia! Viva! Good to see you. Viva la Independencia! Good to see you.
Is that going to make you guys vote for Bruce Rauner for governor?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Governor Pat Quinn wasn't at this particular parade, but Quinn's lieutenant governor candidate, Paul Vallis, was. Vallis didn't walk past a hand without shaking it, even ducking inside to quickly meet people watching the festivities from a coffee shop. A considerable effort, given how many miles he's presumably logged in parades over the campaign season. Rauner says he walked in 15 during the 4th of July weekend. Practically every town has an Independence Day parade, but politicians have plenty of other opportunities. It seems like there's a parade for, well, just about everything.
The first Saturday in May is a Dogwood Festival that Senator Mary Kent started.
State Representative Jill Tracy is a Republican from West Central Illinois.
Is the Beardstown Parade, and what they do is coordinate it when they have all the high school band competitions, and so I seriously think it went on for 3 miles, and I can't tell you how much you spend in candy on that.
Probably not a bad way to get votes and to raise name recognition. But Tracy says there are other reasons for a candidate to hit the parade circuit.
It's a good chance to let people know you care about their community, because that's usually why you have a parade. It's celebrating something. You want to see what they're doing and how their community's doing. I've walked on a lot of bad roads and streets and then you know that these towns need economic recovery.
You can learn a lot about a district and its residents by parading through it. That was the experience of Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon, who's now running for comptroller, when she walked in the Bud Billiken Parade this summer. The parade is on Chicago's south side. It's one of the oldest and largest parades in the nation and a must for politicians. This year, however, two people were shot near the route.
It was eye-opening because my husband and I from Carbondale are standing there thinking, were they fireworks or was that gunfire? And to realize that a whole lot of the people around us, number one, knew right away that it was gunfire and knew what to do was to drop down. And here we were standing up.
Back at the festive, party-like atmosphere of Pilsen's Mexican Independence Day Parade, Rauner and Vallis keep at it, shaking hands, meeting voters. Between the cowboys on horseback, a beauty queen, and dancers twirling in grand, bright costumes, you have to figure, two men in jeans aren't a major draw. Stella Reyes says as much.
Out here with my family. I'm Hi. Not looking for politicians.
And that's right after meeting both Rauner and Vallis.
There you go. There you go. Paul Vallis. Governor Quinn's running mate.
Reyes may not be looking for politicians, but you can be sure politicians will continue looking for her to cast a vote. And maybe, just maybe, that brief bit of FaceTime will increase the chances Reyes will join the parade of voters heading to the polls November 4th. I'm Amanda Vinicky.